السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوة إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. One of the desires that people have is to have unity, because unity is power, and tafriqa and separation is weakness. When we are together, we are strong. When you separate people, they are individuals. Individuals cannot make any difference in general. For any difference, for any change, lots of people, they have to come together and work together. So every now and then we hear people talking about the need for the unity, that Muslims should be united. The reason why there is weakness in the Muslim Ummah, in the community, is because there is no unity. So we need to have unity. And we hear this every now and then. There is no doubt that unity is required, and unity is praiseworthy. Allah Azza wa Jal, He gave us so many opportunities to bring us together. Jumu'ah itself is a manifestation of unity. During the week, people are busy. People might go to work, people might be traveling. So they pray Salah at the nearest masjid, wherever they might be. But Jumu'ah, they come together and they pray behind an imam. إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَسَعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. When the call is raised for Salah on the day of Jumu'ah, then you rush towards the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for that reason, it has been made obligatory to come to Jumu'ah in order to make sure that people do not miss Jumu'ah. Jumu'ah is wajib. And there is a huge wa'id if a person would miss Jumu'ah consecutively, one Jumu'ah after another Jumu'ah after another Jumu'ah. This is really serious. If a person to miss three Jumu'ahs in a row. So Allah Azza wa Jal gave us this opportunity of Jumu'ah. Our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he mentioned the virtues of Jumu'ah. People who come early, they will have more thawab. Those who will come in the early hour, they will have the thawab of a camel being sacrificed. And those who come in the second hour, they will have the thawab of a cow. And those who come in the third hour, they will have the thawab of a lamb, etc. So the angels, they are at the door, malaika, at the entrance, writing down the names of the people and what the time they came. Right? Fingerprints. Names and also time stamp. Name, time stamp. So that when you go, you take the reward with you. But the reward is according to the amal that has been made. In fact, Yawm al-Jum'ah is called Yawm al-Mazid. Yawm al-Mazid. Mazid from Ziyada. We say Ziyada in our language. Ziyada yani increase. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He created, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the earth. And He created seven earths. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens. And He created the seven heavens. خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ وَمِنَ الْأَرْضِ مِثْلَهُنْ. He created seven heavens and likewise from the earth. Yani seven earths. One, another, 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 another. The seventh one is the ground for Jannah. The seventh heaven is where the Jannah starts. Seventh one is where you have Sidratul Muntaha. Sidratul Muntaha is the end of the system of the world. Everything ends there. Jibreel alayhi salam, he lives there. Under the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal, there is a big, massive plain field which is pure white. The grass is white, the trees are white, everything is pure and white. Jibreel alayhi salam, he mentioned, and who is Jibreel? One of the great angels of Allah Azza wa Jal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once saw Jibreel in his original form outside, out of that city. He saw Jibreel in his original form. Because usually Jibreel alayhi salam, he used to come in the form of a human being. So he would look like a human being, but he is actually Jibreel. But once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him in the original form, and when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him in the original form, he was covering the entire horizon. You see right, as far as you see is Jibreel. You see left, as far as you see is Jibreel. You see top, as far as you see is Jibreel. Everywhere is Jibreel. And it is one Jibreel, not so many Jibreels. So he is such great angel of Allah Azza wa Jal. That Jibreel, he says, that plain field, I have wandered around for thousands of years. That Jibreel says, I have wandered around that field for thousands of years. Not for hundreds of years. Thousands of years. And still I have not seen everything. In that plain field, beautiful chairs will be brought. And Nabi alayhi wasalam, they will sit. And behind every Nabi, his followers, they will sit. And people will sit according to the nearness of the prophets. So those who followed the prophets most in this life, they will be closer to them in Akhirah. How many thousands will be there? How many millions will be there? Allah knows. All the Anbiya alayhi wasalam. It is mentioned in a hadith that when everybody will go to Jannah, Allah Azza wa Jal would say, okay, now you ask. Ask me anything, I will give you. People, they cannot think of something which they can ask for. The imagination will end. People will not be able to think what they can ask for. Allah will say, ask, I want to give you. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, Allah wants to give, but people don't know what to ask for. Khalid Tayyib Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentioned that people will go to ulama and say, please help us ask Allah Azza wa Jal. Tell us what to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we need ulama. We need our ulama. وَسَأَلُوا عَلَى الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge if you don't know. We are in need of ulama in this life and also in akhirah. We cannot escape. Some people, they have allergies. So they say, no, these maulvis, we don't need them. We need them here and we also need them in akhirah. If we don't follow them here, our deen will not be perfect. And if we don't have them in akhirah, we will not know how to ask Allah Azza wa Jal. Then the ulama, they will say, ask Allah Azza wa Jal for mazid. Ask Allah for more. What is more? More is seeing Allah Himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because until that time, although people are in Jannah, but they have not seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that is the ultimate happiness. That is a mi'raj. That is a peak of pleasure. That's the end of the pleasure. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So people will ask, Allah Azza will say, okay, gather. So that's how people will be gathered in that beautiful, plain, pure, white field with white carpet and white grass, white everything. The Anbiya alayhi salam are there, and then the followers are there. And the kursi, which is mentioned in Ayatul Kursi, wasi'a kursiyyuhu as-samawati wal-ard, kursi will be brought. In what manner, Allah knows. Allah Azza wa Jal, we cannot imagine, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, on that day, people will be able to see Allah Azza wa Jal, because Allah will remove all the barriers, subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is only one barrier of kibriya that will remain. The curtain of kibriya will remain, but all the other barriers, all the other curtains will be removed. When people will see Allah Azza wa Jal, they forget everything, anything. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will declare that I am happy with you forever. I will never be upset with you. So that is something that people, they want to have more and more. Allah will say, no problem. Every week we will meet again. So there will be a meeting with Allah Azza wa Jal every week. The Jumu'ah is the manifestation of that meeting in dunya. The people come together. How all the Anbiya alayhi salam, they came together. How all the followers of Anbiya alayhi salam, they come together. In dunya, what is it in dunya? In Jumu'ah. Jumu'ah is when people come together and they wait for the Imam to come and they listen to the Imam. That's why the khutbah of Jumu'ah is different from everything else. Any speech, you listen, you don't listen, who cares, right? Any ceremony, you go, you don't go. Big ceremony, you go, you don't go, your choice. Anybody talking, you pay attention, you don't pay attention. It doesn't matter. The only exception is the khutbah of Jumu'ah. On Friday, when the khatib, he is on the minbar and he gives the khutbah of Jumu'ah, nobody can do anything except listen to the khutbah. Even there is no salah at that time. There is no Quran at that time. There is no dhikr at that time. There is no tasbih. There is no istighfar. There is no scratching. Nothing can be done at that time. Because that is to prepare ourselves for the audience with Allah Azza wa Jal. Because when you are in what manner, Allah knows, but when we are in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, can we pay attention to something else? We cannot and we will not. Inshallah. So, Jumu'ah is the manifestation of that unity the Muslims are supposed to have. But how can we have that unity? Some of Ramadan have mentioned that people can only have unity if they have tawadhu. If people are free from two things, then they can have unity. Free from the hub of jah, love of status. I am such. I am something. I am such thing. Everybody should listen to me. My opinion should prevail. What I say should be done. Everybody should agree with me. Hubbul jah. My country, my people, my land, my money. As long as people have the love for status, you cannot have unity. We have to get rid of this love for the status to have unity. Because this love for the status, this will bring people face to face. We can only have unity when we are not face to face, when we are all facing Allah Azza wa Jal. When all of us together, our energy is directed towards Allah Azza wa Jal, we can have unity. Like you come for Salah, we don't pray face to face, we face towards Allah Azza wa Jal. فَوَلِّ وَجَهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ Rasulullah mentioned, when you're praying Salah, You cannot spit towards the direction of the Qibla because Allah is in front of you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we face towards Allah Azza wa Jal, then we will have unity. When we face each other, no unity. We'll fight. When, as long as we have the love of a status, no unity. And as long as we have the love of worldly desires, dunya, greed, there can be no unity. Because my interest will clash with somebody's interest. And somebody's interest will clash with somebody's interest. And when people have personal interests, they cannot come together. I will do according to my own interest, and somebody else will do according to his own interest. Somebody else will do according to his own interest. What is in the interest of Islam? What is in the interest of Muslims? That I don't care. That is not my business. I'm here to look after my own business. I'm here to look after my own interest. That's why you see, when we read the Quran and when we look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these illnesses which can actually stop the unity of the Muslims, which can disturb the unity of Muslims, there is a lot of emphasis to get rid of these illnesses. The hub of jah and the hub of mal. May Allah give us understanding and may Allah give us tawfiq. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam.